Okay, Hari Nam, what about Hari Nam?
Yeah, Maharaj. How to chant Shuddha Hari Nam? This is short and sweet.
This how to chant Shuddha Hari Nam? Questions about Shuddha Hari Nam. First of all, what is it? That's the first question. No one seems to know. There's not much written about it. But what I can understand, I mean, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he goes into long explanations in Harinam Chintamani and other places about Namabhas, etc. But what I understand from Goswami books and other teachers, the Namabhas applies to someone who's not chanting in Nam Bhajan. Namabhas is mentioned in one verse in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the story of Ajamiel. Ajamiel did not have Japamala. He did not have Tulsi Mala. Maybe, I don't know, he was a Vaishnava, he may have Tulsi. But he's not chanting Japa, he was not initiated in doing Nam Bhajan, Nam Smaran, Nam Jap. No, he was in Maya. And so he just inadvertently, Sanket Nam, indicating something else, he just, oh my son Narayan, his son's name was Narayan, last son, tenth son. And that was considered an Abbas. It was a reflection of the name, a semblance of the name. So then he got liberated from his sins, and he was saved from death. It was a miracle. So a miracle. He's supposed to go to hell. You don't know. Six canto of Bhagavatam. Yamadutas came to take him to hell. That was his destiny, karma. So then Namabhas got liberated from his karma. And out of the mercy of the name, he didn't even die. He was supposed to die then and go to hell. He didn't go to hell. He got more life. He took sannyas or whatever, renounced family, went to Haridwar, did bhajan. Then he did nam bhajan because he understood the power of name and got liberated. So that's it. The Goswamis don't describe anything about Namabhas anywhere in their books. It's not mentioned anywhere else in the Bhagavatam. Basically, the Goswamis talk about 10 offenses in the holy name, quoting from Padma Puran, Saraninda, Shastraninda, Guru Avagya, etc., etc. And then it said, if you avoid these 10 offenses, then you're chanting Shuddha Nam. That's it. Bas. What more? Because I wrote a book, Art of Chanting Hare Krishna, and that was the biggest thing for me to. It was so confusing to try to understand what is Namabhas and what is Shuddha Nam. Because the only description of Namabhas is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I only have the description in a couple of books in English, which are translations of Bengali books, which I don't know. So it's not very clear at all in those books in English. And when I started to read what the Goswamis say, what does the Bhagavatam say, what does Baladeva say, what does Narottam say, what do all the acharyas, you know, that I know in Vrindavan, what do they say? And they said, we don't know anything. We don't know anything about this Namabhas. They all just say Namabhas applies to a non-devotee, to a non-devotee, or just, and they give examples of some Muslims dying by a wild boar is goring a Muslim, and he says, ha, rikta means how horrible. But because he said ha, and then ri, then that somehow he got the benefit of chanting a name. That's a mercy, that's a glory and mercy of the name. But it is not a stage of chanting for a sadhaka. First there's a stage of chanting Namaprad, then the next stage is chanting Namabhas, next stage is Sujana. It's nowhere described as a stage of Nam Bhajan. Do you understand? Right. Only Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it as a stage of Nam Bhajan. When I read, if you read all the Prabhupada's books, from what I could see, everywhere he says we should chant the holy name and avoiding the 10 offenses. That's all he says. What does Srila Prabhupada say about Namabhas? Have you looked? No, you don't even know. Nothing. And sixth canto, he may describe a little bit because the verse is about that. the elaborate description that Bhaktivinoda gave us, that's his unique understanding or realization. I don't see it. I don't understand it. I think it creates a lot of confusion about chanting the holy name. I think everyone just walking around thinking they're chanting. You know, avoid the 10 offenses. That's the main thing. If you're, what either you're chanting. What I understand from everything I studied, there's two stages. If you want to call stages, there's two stages of chanting Hare Krishna, as a nam sadaka. A devotee, you know, chanting the holy name as a means of bhajan, perfection, shravanam, kirtan, vishnu, smaranam. Two stages, one chanting with aparad and one chanting without aparad. Because if there's such a thing as chanting without aparad, yeah? I mean, there's such a thing as chanting with aparad, right? So the opposite of that would be chanting without aparad, yes? So if chanting with aparad, that would be called impure japa. Yes? So pure japa means no aparad. Simple logic. That's what I see everywhere, since I went through the Chaitanya Bhagavad, whatever purports were there we read and discussed, and then we also gave our own. Everywhere is talking about aparad. The whole book is talking about Vaishnava behavior, which primarily means do the right thing and be a devotee and avoid Vaishnava aparad. The biggest, forget about avoid aparad, avoid Vaishnava aparad. That's one. That's the first one, Sadhu-ninda. So the main, you say, okay. The main thing then is, if you're avoiding all the 10 aparads and you're chanting Shudranam, yes. But forget about all the aparads. What about this aparad, Vaishnava aparad? And that's the biggest problem. Everyone's making Vaishnava aparad all the time, hearing Vaishnava aparad, which is Vaishnava aparad. Speaking, reading on the net, Vaishnava Parad, that's Vaishnava Parad. Reading on the net about some devotee's bad thing, this, that, other thing, that's Aparad, your Aparad. Like they used to say in America, see no evil, see no evil, hear no evil, evil means Maya, you know, the devil. Speak no evil. So don't see the bad in any Vaishnava. Don't see the bad in any Vaishnava physically with your eyes or on the internet. Don't hear any bad of the Vaishnavas with your ears, and don't speak anything bad. And then you can chant Shudranam. And the best way to do that is to live alone and do bhajan, and only associate with devotees that are speaking Harikatha. Sajati means same family. Snigdha means affectionate. Okay. He has some affection. Has affection for Krishna.
Okay.
He actually has some feelings and some realizations. Mm-hmm. And he has affection for me.
Right.
He's kind towards me. Or he's affectionate. Snigdha. It's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.